Backroads Bill Steer's been spreading his wings lately. Most of the time, the outdoor adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre in Mattawa treks through the backroads of northern Ontario and then shares stories about some of those special spots in our own backyard. But back at Christmas time, Bill was on the radio sharing stories about his adventures in Iceland. And this month, Bill was checking out the backroads of Cuba. He's back in the north, and we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Hola, buen día.
Why Cuba?
For the longest time, I've always wanted to go to Cuba. And then in the last couple or 3 years, Cuba's been in the news. The Pope was there in September of last year. And, of course, this week, the good president and the Rolling Stones. Tomorrow night, they expect 500,000 people in a free concert in downtown Havana. So I thought about, this trade embargo is going to loosen up and there's going to be a floodgate of tourists, particularly Americans. Thousands of Canadians have gone to Cuba over many years, particularly from northern Ontario through Sunwing and through charters to the north coast. And I thought, this has got to be a kayak paradise. It's a canvas of turquoise waters. And so I went to the Lonely Planet, and there's no kayaking tours. And I thought, this is strange. And so I did a little more research, and then I finally found two outfitters. And lo and behold, one's a Canadian, and they've been in business only for a couple of years. And the reason for that is Cubans aren't allowed into recreational kayaks because even still today, they try to make that crossing to the Florida Keys, which is about 90 miles, 144 kilometers. So Cubans, unless you're in a fisher, in commercial fishing, or running a catamaran on that north coast for the all-inclusive hotels, you're not allowed in the water.
No boats allowed to escape.
No boats allowed.
Interesting. So what was it like to be a kayaker there?
Yeah, well, that's the first thing, finding the right package, because, of course, you can't just go down there. You could not find a recreational kayak. It's not like going to an outfitter in Killarney or Algonquin Park or anywhere here in northeastern Ontario. There's still a package with a great deal of latitude. So this one Canadian outfitter called Cuban Kayak Adventures, he owns actually the Paddle Shack on Highway 11 just south of Gravenhurst, has put together this package, and it's great because you're on the back roads and the back waters of Cuba. You're not on that north coast where all the hotels are. You're really in real Cuba. And that's how they promote their packages.
What are the communities like in Cuba? What were your impressions, Bill?
Yeah, no, I've been listening to all the commentary this week on the CBC with regards to the economics. And, when you get away from Havana and any of the other cities, Cuba is a country about 1,300 kilometers long. It's like going from here to Thunder Bay. But it is the back roads. The roads are not in good shape. When you're in those mid-sized tour bus, and there's only two tour buses in Cuba that have a trailer hitch. And they're towing these kayaks around, people stop and look at them for sure, the locals that is. But the roads are not in great shape. It's like, I guess, Sudbury potholes right now. And then you've got to contend with all the horses and carts, people on bicycles. There's not much traffic. No traffic on the water. There's no sounds of motorboats, that's for sure. But on the back roads, again, it's I don't know what they're going to do in the future because that's going to have to be upgraded.
Tell me about the people of Cuba. What were the,
they live a simple life. Those involved in it's an agrarian country. Those involved in tourism, that's how they make their living. It is a communist country, and there's socialism there. They're guaranteed a monthly kind of stipend, and they have no electricity bills. But their life, and they have free education and Medicare, but they live a simple life, living off the land and whatever else. And there's that entrepreneurial spirit, and I think Business with Brian would really appreciate that, because as the floodgates open here with all these tourists, there's going to be more and more of these people. And one of the things, we stayed in cases. These are homestays. And so these are mini hotels. So the local Cubans are opening these to accommodate, because when you get on the back roads, there's no impressive hotels to stay in. But they're very, very friendly. It's one of the safest places I've ever traveled, and that's a wonderful aspect of the trip.
Now, before we go, we should talk about the back roads of Northern Ontario because you did some spring camping not that long ago. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was winter camping, now spring camping, and some of those words in the alphabet like yurt. Of course, we have yurts. They're an irregular-shaped kind of accommodation. You can find them in Windy Lake just north of Sudbury and Killarney, and it's a great way to experience winter camping. There's Quinsies when you pile snow, and of course, with all the snow coming this evening, it might be a great thing to do, and you let the snow center set, and then you dig it out and stay overnight. And of course, why not use your own summer equipment? And because March and into April is a great time. There's two aspects, very, very mild, and there's no bugs.
True. And any tips for people, you know, to try out camping this time of year? It just sounds sort of weird.
Yeah. Never mind the back roads. Try it in your backyard. You're close to safety and everything will go well. And again, use your summer equipment. I mean, as far as your tent is fine. I mean, if you want to have two sleeping bags, you'll be warm and cozy. And that's my biggest tip. Just use your summer equipment and you'll be fine.
Get out in the outdoors, eh?
Get that vitamin N.
Yeah, vitamin N. What are your plans for next time we talk?
Well, you know, it's all about what the back roads of northeastern Ontario are all about. Smelt fishing.
Smelt fishing. Sounds delicious. We will talk again.
Tinga un buen dia. Adios.
Adios. That is Backroads Bill Steer, back from a trip to Cuba. 8:23 now on Morning North.